Weiter in Shas from Baba Metzia, Daf Kuf Tesvav, picking it 8 lines down. First one in line, Tanu Rabbanan. Lock the Heilige Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan. Lo Savu El Beisa Lava Devoto. That is, you can't enter his house to take his security deposit. You can't go into his house. But what do we dash from there? Le Beiso Itanichnas. You can't go into his house. Aval Tanichnas El Beisa Sha'arev. But you can go into the house of the Arev, of the guarantor. The Chenu Omer, Lekach Bigdo Ki Arev Zar. Like the Pasuk says in Mishlei. Take his, meaning the Aros, garment, because he became a guarantor for this stranger. Ve'omer. And furthermore, it says in Mishlei, Bini imavarta, imarafta l'reacha tekata l'zar kapecha. And my son, if you became a guarantor for your friend, if you stuck out your palms for a stranger, no kashta b'imre ficha, nilkadata b'imre ficha, you become snared with the words of your mouth, caught with the words of your mouth, right? And that is, if a person, let's say, goes in, or if somebody does that, Rashi says, "Shonisa b'dvarim, onos dvarim." I say, "Zo seifo b'ni b'natzo ki basa b'kafreicha leich hisrapes rehaveicha." Do this, my son. Do this now, my son. Deliver yourself when you come to the hand of your neighbor. Go and lower yourself and treat your neighbor as a ruler. This is the way that you fix these things that you did. If you have money in the hand that's by you because you're a guarantor, open up your hand to go and to pay. And if not, if you don't own the money, but you need to fix them up, fix things up because you insulted him, get many friends around him to go ahead and to ask forgiveness. The second thing that we learn out from his house, his house you can't go in. You can go into his house to take other things that he owes to you. For a loan, you're not allowed to, but let's say you were a porter for him or a donkey driver or something like that. He owes you for renting or Airbnb and for some sort of from painting, then you would have thought that that even if he made these things into a loan, you're still allowed to go in and take them. Which means any type of loan. So if you switch this into a loan, you're not allowed to. But before it switched into a loan, then you are allowed to. You can go right into the guy's house to go get a mashkon or whatever it is. If it wasn't a loan, but rather it was just like something that he owes you, but you're not allowed to do it if it is for a loan, if he switches to a loan. Zaknanex Haliga Mishta. Almana, when you're dealing with a widow, Bain Shi Ania, Bain Shi Asher, whether she's poor or wealthy, Ain Mamashkin Nosa, we don't go and take a mashkin for Shinemar, Lo Sachabal Beget Almana. Pasuk says, you shall not take as a security the garment of a widow. Tana Rabbana, Dr. Gemara. Almana, Bain Shi Ania, Bain Shi Ashira, Ain Mamashkin Nosa, Divir Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ashira Mashkin Nosa, if she's rich, so we can't take mashkin for her. Nia, you mashkin yourself. If she's poor, you can't. Shato chayev lach zirla, because then you'd be chayev to go and return it to her every day. And the atamasiya shem rab b'shchinoseh, you're going to give her a bad name, a bad name amongst her neighbors. Rashi says shato yotzim nichnas at slo shachus arvus. You go into her house morning and night. A little bit weird, to be with an almona. You're a man. This is not the way to be done. Do you mean to say that Yehuda, who says that you're not mamashkin her, that he's darshining time in dekra, and he's explaining when it says you're not allowed to go and take from the poor and the wealthy alike, that he's not darshining the reasoning? He says that the almana, whether she's poor or she's rich, you can't take from it. Rabbi Shimon darsh time in dekra, and he's saying Rabbi Shimon Taka is darshining the reasoning for the pasuk. Why is it that we wouldn't take a mashkin from her, right? So if she's poor, okay, we're not going to take a mashkin from her because of the fact that it's going to look bad, her coming in and out. But that's only the case of someone who's poor, who actually needs this thing to be returned to her, but not if she's rich. So Rabbi Shimon is saying to go ahead and learn out by this pasuk only something by a poor woman, right? So that sounds like he's darshining time of the kra. If she's rich, you take. Rabbi Huda, who applies it straight up, even if she's rich over here, seems like he doesn't go ahead and darshan the reasoning over here. That's what you want to say. But we learn just the opposite, that really Rabbi Yehuda is darshan time of the kra. Rabbi Shimon is not darshan time of the kra. The time is in a braisa. Pasuk says, by a king, velo yar belo nashim, he shouldn't have too many wives. And right, can't have more than 18 wives. Rabbi Huda Omer, Marbahu. he can do more, as long as it's not going to go and sway his heart. Because the whole reason why he can't have too many wives, the Pasuk says, v'lo yarbe lo nashim, v'lo yaseh lo vavo, in order to not sway his heart. Which sounds like that's the only reason why. And Rabbi Huda seems to be saying, if you're able to go out and protect yourself, that's not going to sway your heart, then you can go and do such a thing. Sounds like he's darshing Tamid Degra. Even if there's one who would turn his heart away, he can't go and marry her. Im Kane, if so, he can't marry even one, that's bad. Why does it say you shouldn't have multiple wives? Afilu ka'avigayel. It's come to teach you that even it's also to marry too many wives, even if they are as great as Avigayel. So what does that mean over there? It means to be saying that, hold on a second, great as Avigayel, she's not going to do the wrong thing over here. So yet you say still it's a problem over there. Seems to be saying that he doesn't darshan time of the call. Bottom line is don't have too many in the end. So what is it? Says Gemara, Le'ala Rabbi Yehuda, lo darish time of the krah. Really, Rabbi Yehuda does not darshan time of the krah. Aye, so how are you going to answer up for the fact that he says by the wives shtickle? We see by the widow, he says straight up, rich, poor, I don't care. So what about the v'shayni hacha, the mefarish krah? But when it comes to the king, it's different because there the pasuk says it straight up, right? Because it says, v'lo yarba lo nashim, v'lo yasor. My time v'lo yarba lo nashim, why? Mishim lo yasor, in order not to go and turn your heart away from it. So therefore, only in that case, Rabbi Huda is not going to go darshan the time of the krah because it's not darshaning time of the krah. It's just an explanation of the pasuk itself. There's no drasha there. But otherwise, we would say, I mean, generally, the rule is, and here too, we don't darshan time of the krah. Therefore, rich, poor, I don't care. You don't take from the widow. For Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, really, he does darshan time of the krah. So why is it that he doesn't, quote unquote, why was seemingly, is he not darshan time of the krah when it comes to Shlomo HaMelech Michti? Really, generally, we do darshan time krah. Licht of achmana lo yarba. So therefore, let the pasuk say, don't have too many wives. V'lo b'inim lo yaser. Don't write the statement out in order not to sway his heart. V'ani yadana, my time of lo yarba, I will understand. By drasha, why not have too much? Mishum lo yaser, in order to not sway your heart. Lo yaser, because achmana lo yaser. So why do you have to write it straight out? Afilu achas, amasira alibo, or is a yisna, lo yisa. And it's coming to teach that even one woman who would be likely to turn away his heart, he's not allowed to marry her. And therefore, the beginning of the pasuk, which asks the king for marrying many wives, has to be referring even to a great woman. And that's why in this particular case, right according to Rabbi Shimon, the warning against the king having his heart turn away is not meant an explanation and qualifying the Isser against many wives. It's just a separate Isser against taking any wife who might move the heart away. So the first part of the pasuk then is asking the king to take too many wives. That must mean that even if they're as great as Avigayel, he's not going to go and marry too many of them. Okay, Zuck, the next Mishnah. Hachov el asarichayim. Somebody goes and takes arichayim. Arichayim is a mill. A mill. Now, obviously, we're talking about a mill that's able to be moved because the millstones are these huge things that they would crush the olives. You have the two pieces, the bottom part and the top part, and they would put the olives there or something like that, and you'd roll it over and it would crush it. But he also had a handheld one. So somebody goes, says, Achova Sari Chayim, over Mishum Lo Sase, over in Isser, Vichayim Mishum Shnei Kalim, over in Lo Sase, Vichayim Mishum Shnei Kalim, and also Chayim for taking two different Kalim. Rashi says, Hel Yona, Rachav, Atachton, Mechayim. The top one's called the Rachav, like a car, like a ride, like a wagon, a chariot. The bottom was called Rechayim, which is the millstone itself. It says you shouldn't take the lower part or the upper part. As a mashkan, as a security. And not only that, anything that's used for ochel nefesh, you shouldn't be taking as a mashkan. For it's taken a life as a security. So, even though the Torah uses an example of millstones, understanding anything having to do with food stuff is going to be a problem. If someone takes the lower part, he's going to get two malchus, mishum rechayim, because you took the, is an iser of taking the rechayim. Mishum ki nefesh chovel, hu chovel. And for the general rule, but you don't take anything that's preparing food, which, because it says, for he is taking a life as a security from the pasuk. Rechayim v'rechav, if he takes rechayim v'rechav, l'choshosh, he gets three. Mishum rechayim v'rechav, he gets one for rechayim, one for rechav, and mishum kinefesh u'chovah, and for that as well. Rabbi Huda omer, chavol rechayim l'kachas. If he takes the lower one, then he gets only one malchus. V'rechav l'kachas, only gets one. Rechayim v'rechav l'choshtayim. If he takes both, the lower one and the upper one, he's going to get two. But you're not going to be over the general principle of Ki Nefesh Uchovel. Yeah, because he's taking this life in security. Beep, turn the page. Kuftas from the page. L'shayat varim hudasa. That's coming to Aser, only taking other things, excuse me, for food prep, but not in the millstone itself, because the millstone itself, we had to learn out from the millstone. So that suffers for something else. Lema ba'ivir rava, b'plukta d'rav huna rav yehuda kamiflege. We just saw the machlokas of Huna and Rav Yehuda. The Rav Huna says you're going to get three. You end up getting three. And Rav Yehuda says the most you're going to get is only two over here. So now the Gemara says, let's say that Abai and Rav are actually arguing in that same machlokas. Amar Rav. Rav said, Achal na lokesh time. If someone eats a carbon pesach, we know you're not allowed to eat the carbon pesach in a state of what's called na. That's what pasuk says. That al tochlu mimenu na. Don't eat from it partially roasted. It's got to be only roasted over fire, right? So it can't be partially roasted, half baked. Mishum na. So if someone says achol na lokesh time, he gets two. Mishum na and mishum ki im sliyesh. He ate it partially roasted, and that's one iser. And the other iser is the end of the pasuk that has to be done sliyesh. That he didn't do it sliyesh. Mevushal lokesh time. If he has it mevushal that it's boiled, the whole pasuk says al tochem menu na ubashal mevushal b'mayim. Kiyem sliyesh, you shall not eat it partially roasted or boiled in water, only roasted over fire. So, umishom kiyem sliyesh, let's back it up. D'amei rava, ocha na lokesh tayim, mishom na, umishom kiyem sliyesh. Now, mevushal lokesh tayim, if you ate it when it was boiled, then he's also going to get two, mishom mevushal, umishom kiyem sliyesh. No, mevushal lokesh alash, if there's no mevushal, he's going to get three, mishom na, mishom mevushal, you don't get Malkus for a lav shebeklalos, a general iser. As Rashi explains, what does that mean? What that means is mishum lo sochlenu kiyem sliyesh. That statement, it has to be sliyesh. It includes in it dechayel na umavushal vein lokin ela na umavushal shemu farashin. That's including if you have say it has to be done sliyesh, then that means it can't be done na and it can't be umavushal. So the na umavushal more specific. Those are the ones you're going to get the lashes for, the malchus for, but the general one you're not going to get. Now, Lema Abaye Damar Rabbi Yehuda, do you want to say that Abaye, who's one who says that you're only going to get two instead of three, is going like Rabbi Yehuda, who says also you're only going to get the two and not the third one of the general food prep thing? Rav Damar Rabbi Yehuda, Rav says you get three, is like Rav Yehuda says you include that also? Amalecha Rav, no, Rav will say back, another mina feel like Rabbi Yehuda, I could even go and counter Rabbi Yehuda, even though I'm saying you're going to over three, I could still be like Rav Yehuda, who says you're only going to get two, because I've kind of come Rabbi Yehuda Hassam, why is it that Rabbi Yehuda says over there that you don't include the general Isser over there? The ki nefesh uchovel lo mashmir v'chaim v'rechav, because when it says ki nefesh uchovel, he's taking his life as a security. You can't learn from the statement of the two parts of the millstones, which is talking about only about a millstone itself. V'chaim hilkach l'shar dvar mudasa. Therefore, we say must be he's taking his life is talking about other things. Aval achav of here kiim sliyesh, which says sliyesh my also. Why are you saying that over here? What are you adding over here? Right, all the other types of setting up of cooking the food is already included. Right, whether it's partially roasted or it's boiled. So I mean a lav. Therefore, it must be that it's teaching you a lav. So I even would agree with like Rabbi Yehuda over there, but over here I'm still going to say you're going to be chayiv three. Vabaye Amar L'cha Abaye, who says you're going to be chayiv two. He could say that, but when he says that you're only going to be chayiv two, and by carbon pesach, he says, I know, Dami, I feel Rabbi Huna, I can even go to Rabbi Huna, he says you're going to be chayiv three. When we were talking about the millstone shtickle, because I've got a little Rabbi Huna Hassam over there, Rabbi Huna says that one who takes the millstone is also chayiv for the general principle of taking something for food prep, ela deki nefesh uchovel, but because of the fact that he's taking it, life as a security, beep turn, the page go to the sign, yeseirahu. This is an extra thing over here, and therefore we can understand as a general principle for any type of food prep, And there's nothing else that's learning from there. Kaven diyaseirehu, since it's extra, which is bringing in the idea of any kli that's going to be used for food prep, shadi rechaim rechav. You should throw it onto rechaim rechav as well. Then you can be over that answer. Aval hacha, so you get three over there. Aval hacha, but over here by the Korban Pesach. Kiyam sliyesh, lav yaseirehu. It's not an extra thing that's being written there. Tamibi alei lekatani, because we need it for the following brisa. Bishah sheyeshno bekum echot sli, yeshno bebal tochona. When the time comes to get up and eat it roasted, the Korban Pesach, meaning the first night of Pesach, then yeshno bebal tochona. Then you have the iser that would come in of don't eat it when it's not partially roasted. But during the time that there is no thing like that, meaning when it's during the daytime, you don't have the iser about tochona. So since this idea of only roasted over farakim sliyesh is you need to teach that then if you can't use it to teach you that there's an iser about eating the Korban Pesach that was not fully roasted, and therefore you only have two isurim. And Tanya comes into Rabbi Yehuda, we have a brisa that actually supports of Yehuda, who says if you take this millstone, you're going to be chayav for the particular thing, but not for the general one, right? The only you're going to be chayav is maximum two. Chaval, Tanya comes into the world, because chaval zug shel saparim. If somebody took, as a mashkin, he took the scissors of a hair cutter, which, as Rashi points out, are two different blades. This is two different blades that are put together. And when you put them together, it's doing the same thing, just like the two different stones of this millstone, the top one and the bottom one. They're two separate things that are come and put together. The chaval zog shel chataparim v'tzemet shel paros. So they take the tzemet shel paros is the yoke of the cows. It's one that holds the cows together when they did the plowing. It has two different parts that are connected to it. Chayiv shtayim is going to be chayiv two sets of malchus, because each one is, again, these two separate things. Zeba atzmo, zaz ba'atzmo. We took only one of them by themselves, either half of the scissors, half of this yoke. And chayiv alachas, you're going to be chayiv one, which goes and supports this idea that Rabbi Yehuda, that you're not chayiv three, but you're only going to be chayiv two. V'tani yidach, if another bride says, chaval zug shel saparim, someone took the pair of scissors for the, security, v'tzemen shel paros, yachalo yichayiv alachas, you would have thought that maybe you're going to be chayiv one. Tamil omer, lo yachbo reichayim v'rechav. Torah says that you shall not take a lower millstone or an upper one as a security. Ma reichayim v'rechav, just like these are, shem yuchadim, shnei keilim v'osam melacha achas, two keilim do one melacha, v'chayiv al zeb v'fnei asma, v'chayiv al zeb v'fnei, v'chayiv in each one on their own. Af called them so to anything like that. Shane Shnei Kalim Muchadim Osam Lachachas. Two things that are separate, like the two blades of the scissors, or the two different halves of the yoke. And yet Chayev Al Zebefnatso, you're gonna be Chayev for each one by themselves, and therefore a total of two. So the Bresa goes and supports him. You know what? Let's shoot to the end. Story time. Ahu Gavra. There was a fellow. Dechava Sakina de Ashkivasa Mechavre. And he, Ashkavta, Dashkav Mechavre, he took a slaughtering knife from his friend as a mashkan. Also, came from Rabbiye, and he wanted to know, did I do okay? Is that all right? Tom Arle, he said to him, Zil Ahadre, go give it back to him. Davali Kli, Shosim Bo'o Chanefesh. It's a Kli that they do. Chanefesh. Vitam Kum Bedina Allah. Then you have to go to court if you want to get what you want. Rash says, Tavana Ladin, Al Chovach. Like, if he owes you money, take him to court. Im Moda Lecha, O Im Yeshayidim Yishalim. If he'll admit to Yavidim, he can pay. Vim Lav Yishava Shavuos Hesses. If not, then you can swear, and then you'll get your money. Rava Amar, no, in this case, Lo Tzarech Lamikum Bedina Allah. You have to bring him to court for this type of thing in order to go get your money. If you're a man, you can say, okay, I'll give it back to you. Just pay me, let's say you owed him $500 and this knife is worth $600, it's worth $400, whatever, worth $1 million. You have to pay up to the amount that he owes him. Well, let's try that again. He can claim payment up to the value of the knife itself just by what he's saying over here, and it's good. Why? Why do we trust him for such a thing? Because he could have held onto the knife and saying, I bought it. And therefore, he can get the debt up to that amount. So that's a machlokas between Abaye and Rava. Abaye is saying straight up that it's nothing what you did. Give it back is done. Rava says, no, since I could have said that I bought it, must be that actually, and I didn't say that. We believe me, they say I borrowed it, and therefore, let me get my money. Abayilasle Yisvara, he doesn't believe in such a thing. Well, he should say the same thing. Where we know there's a case of whether these goats enter into somebody's field and they ate barley that someone else left out to dry. And what happened? And the one who owned the barley grabbed the goats. And he said, I had a lot of barley over here. And he said, you can go and you can claim up to the amount of the value of what the goats are, even without proving it. Right? So what do we see over here? Because could have said the same thing. He could have said that I bought these goats. And the fact, if you wanted to lie, and that's why we believe him to say that this is how much he ate. So why is it different than the case of the knife? Why is Abaye saying that when he grabbed the knife, he's not believed to collect up to the value of it? He has to go and prove it. Why? He says, when it comes to the goats, that's not a thing that people go and they lent to people, they rent out to people, and therefore the owner of the barley would therefore be believed if he said that he bought it. But this is something that people go and they lend or they rent the knives. So they do that, therefore you don't have the lender. Couldn't have, we're not going to believe him to say that he bought it because maybe he borrowed it. The Shalcha of Huna Barav and Devarma soon Ashalaski are things that are generally lent out or rented. Varmalakucha and Hayin Biyadi, and they say, oh, they're mine, and then we don't actually believe him. I have a Rava, Leslay, I swear, what Rava doesn't agree with this? Vahar Rava, Apik Zuga disciple, a Rava himself who grabbed a pair of scissors that are used. Rashi says, in order to cut off threads of a garment, they use that. In a book of Agada, these are things, again, that are lent out. And Miyaspi, he took it from the Yesomim and gave it back to the person who was the last one who said that he lent it to the parents, to the father. Because these are things that are lent out. So in such a thing, Rava would say that just having it now is not a raya that it's yours. So why does Rava say that the one who grabbed the knife, which is also something that could have been lent out or rented, etc., can go and collect up to the value that he would have been believed to say that he owned it? No, Hainami here too, Kevin to Mifgima, since it can get messed up, it can get pugum. This is a shechting knife, and people are very particular with it, because if it gets pugum, it can't be used anymore. Captain Shivilo, mostly people are very machmanis, and they generally don't lend it out to other people. And therefore, even the one who grabbed the knife, if you would have said that he bought it from him, would have claimed that he bought it from this owner, he would have been believed. Therefore, you say he's able to get the money. Hajar Allah Mekabel. Hey, you know what I mean? I guess we say Hajar Allah. Let's go back to Kuf Gimel and the starts over there. Mekabel Sadam Mechayir. Somebody gets to go feel from a friend. Makom Shargul Lusor Yitzor, etc. Okay, my friend Mazel Tov. I'm finishing the ninth parak of Maseches Bava Metzia. Looking forward to starting off with the final parak next time. Until then, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.